News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we bring you an exclusive interview with Sri C.S. Rao, Additional Chief Secretary, Tourism and Civil Aviation Department, Government of Sikkim, as he shares his insights on tourism in the state. We'll also bring you a report on the Nagaland stall at the Saras Mela in Delhi, a unique festival celebrating women entrepreneurs from self-help groups across India. But first, let's head to Kohima for a report on the Hornbill Festival, which recently won the Best Cultural Music and Dance Award at the Week Heritage Awards. Nagaland's famed Hornbill Festival has once again made its mark on the national stage. The state's signature cultural extravaganza bagged the Silver Banyan Award for Best Cultural Music and Dance at the Week Heritage Awards. More from our Kohima correspondent, Mary Mease.
In a glittering ceremony held in New Delhi recently, Nagaland's Hornbill Festival was recognized for its unique role in celebrating and preserving tribal heritage through music and dance. The award was presented by Union Minister of Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. While commending the award winners, the minister emphasized heritage as the most valuable asset to pass on to the next generation.
I am really thankful for the people who are engaged in preserving and conserving our heritage, which is most valuable asset for all of us. We have to preserve and conserve our heritage and hand over to the coming generations in the position what we have received from our parents or our generations who has come before us. This is a great service to the nation, and since our country is undergoing era of culture renaissance, so what people who have been awarded are doing, it is commendable. It's a source of inspiration to many, many people.
During the event, Sharon Longchari, Joint Resident Commissioner of Nagaland House in New Delhi, received the honor on behalf of the state. She said the recognition highlights Nagaland's unique contribution to India's diverse cultural landscape.
India is one of the few countries in the world where north, south, east to west, wherever you go, you'll be seeing and tasting and experiencing a completely diverse cultural experience. I think there are very few places or countries in the world that can boast of heritage like India. Just a small state like Nagaland with a population of little over 2 million people, our culture itself is so diverse, and even a small state of Nagaland has something unique to offer to the cultural mosaic of the country.
Often called the Festival of Festivals, the Hornbill Festival is a celebration that showcases the vibrant culture of all Naga tribes. Held in December every year, it has grown into a cultural brand for the state, attracting artists, tourists, and enthusiasts from across the globe. With this latest recognition, the Hornbill Festival has reaffirmed its standing as one of India's finest showcases of living traditions. For Northeast Diary, this is Mary Mease from Akashvani News, Kohima.
Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha on Wednesday urged people to accord due respect to sanitation workers, saying they play a vital role in keeping cities and localities clean and hygienic. Launching the fortnight-long state-level Swachhata Hi Seva program at the famous Ravindra Shatavarshiki Bhavan, the Chief Minister said that sanitation workers are vital for community health and well-being and should be shown the same respect as frontline workers, recognizing their vital contribution in maintaining cleanliness and public health. CM Saha informed that out of 765 ODF villages, 762 villages were categorized as ODF plus model villages, and that is a significant feat. Tripura was appreciated at the national level for its solid and liquid waste management performance, he said. The 9th edition of SHS 2025 began across the nation on Wednesday on the occasion of the 75th birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Starting Wednesday, the campaign will culminate on October 2 on Gandhi Jayanti and Lal Bahadur Shastri's birth anniversary. The 15-day campaign aims to mobilize millions across the nation in a collective call to action for high-impact cleanliness drives. Launched jointly by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs and the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, SHS 2025 focuses on bringing together citizens, communities, and institutions to drive visible cleanliness on the ground with a focus on cleanliness target units, dark, dirty, and neglected spots. The Chief Minister, while addressing the gatherings, informed that 5 rural plastic waste management units are already there in the state and more will be set up in the coming days. Urging the people to spend at least 1 hour a day in cleaning during the SHS fortnight, he stressed the need to involve students and the youth in the program. Through various events, including debate and painting competitions and cultural functions, awareness must be generated about the cleanliness and proper management of waste, CM Saha pointed out. Higher Education, Panchayat and General Administration Minister Kishore Barman, Agartala Municipal Corporation Mayor Deepak Majumdar were among other dignitaries present in the event. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister greeted the Prime Minister on his 75th birthday through various social media platforms. In his post, Shah said, "Dearest Honorable PM Sri Narendra Modi ji, happy 75th birthday. Your heart beats with the pulse of Bharat, a sacred flame igniting hope, pride and dreams in every Indian's soul. For 75 years you have lived as a true son of Ma Bharati, dedicating your life to her glory. Your visionary leadership has woven a tapestry of progress. Digital India has connected our farthest corners. Atmanirbhar Bharat has empowered us to stand tall, and Vikshit Bharat is our collective dream, taking shape under your unwavering guidance. Every step you take, every policy you craft is a love letter to our nation's future. May Ma Tripura Sundari shower you with divine strength, wisdom and boundless energy to lead Bharat to new horizons. You are our pride, our Yug Purush, our guiding star. Here is to a long life devoted to our motherland," he said. Aditya Datta for Northeast Diary, Akashvani, Agartala.
Up next in a special interview, Shri C.S. Rao, Additional Chief Secretary, Tourism and Civil Aviation Department, Government of Sikkim, speaks with Manas Pratim Sharma about the growth of tourism in the region with a specific focus on battlefield tourism in Sikkim.
सर आपका आज के इस विशेष कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है.
थैंक यू.
जैसे हम जानते हैं कि दुर्गा पूजा के कुछ दिन बाद ही यहाँ पे टूरिज्म का जो मौसम है फिर से शुरू होगा, तो नए सेशन के लिए क्या कैसे तैयारी है या क्या व्यवस्था होगी, आप इस पे थोड़ा बताइए हमें.
सभी को नमस्कार. एडिशनल चीफ सेक्रेटरी टूरिज्म एंड सिविल एविएशन डिपार्टमेंट, गवर्नमेंट ऑफ सिक्किम. सो हमारा पास तो इसमें सिक्किम को टूरिज्म दसई सीजन, तो दैट इज वेरी वेरी फेमस सीजन. That period we are getting a very high number of tourists. They are visiting Sikkim. This time on 1st June onwards we have closed North Sikkim. Very recently we have opened North Sikkim for tourists. North Sikkim mein to ek jaga tha, abhi tak to hum log ne open nahi kiya tha, that is Lachen. It will take another couple of months, I think. Probably from 1st Jan onwards we are planning to open Lachen for tourism purpose. But right now we have opened Lachung, Yumtang Valley and Yumesandu, that is called Zero. These places we have opened. Then remaining places, they are very accessible. Tourists, they are going there. In this calendar year itself, we have received more than 11,000 tourist footfall. Then within this season, a good number we are expecting. Generally, 15th onwards, tourist season will pick up. We are fully prepared. All the roads wherever landslide prone locations are there, those locations we have already treated. All the roads, they are in good condition. We have our teams, police and enforcement agencies, other enforcement agencies, they are fully geared up. We are confident we are going to give good hospitality to the tourists whoever are visiting the state of Sikkim.
And recently, as we learned, that on the battlefield tourism, or if you say run tourism, sea sports in the state of Sikkim have been identified. So could you please elaborate how is the preparation and how could visitors get the access? What will be the other relevant issues to go there?
Battlefield tourism, this is there. This was announced by the Honorable Defense Minister Rajnath Sir on 15th of January this year only. As for that battlefield tourism, as per the initial proposal, three places. One place we are already using, that in Nathula. Other two places, that is Doklam and Chola. Both are located at 4,500 and above, slightly 4,600 like that, meter altitude. Both are scenic beauty is excellent from the, both the locations. So these two locations were also included in the battlefield tourism. They have a very good history. If you see it, you can access through internet also. So after getting the direction from Ministry of Defense and Ministry of Tourism, then we have started working on that in collaboration with the Army. So we have developed the required facilities in both the locations, Chola as well as Doklam. Both the locations will be opened. A few days back, it was decided to open from 27th of this month, that is International World Tourism Day. On that day, we are going to open both the locations. They are very, very beautiful. Access is also very good. But that access is going through the wildlife sanctuary and some forest areas. That's why we haven't gone for a metal road. But Kachcha Road is there. That is in good condition. Some whatever developments, further things are required through Eco Development Committee, EDC of that particular area, and in coordination with the Forest Department and Army. We have developed that location that is very much accessible. Then initially, in this season, you can say total season, we are going to consider 25 vehicles and 25 bikes per day. Both the places, Chola and Doklam. Nathula, you know, as much as a number, we are considering that one. But both the places, we are starting and we have created cafeteria, parking, restrooms, everything we have developed. Then some work is still going on in Chola area. Chola will also be ready by 25th like that. That's why we have decided to open these places from 27th onwards. Definitely, these are very beautiful areas. They have very good history. Then so many people, they are inquiring, sir, what happened to this battlefield tourism locations. Then we are telling them, if there is any possibility, parking place is sufficient. We'll try to increase this number after discussing with Army personnel and Forest Department. Otherwise, 25 vehicles, then 25 motorbikes for both the locations. Suppose Chola, 25 plus 25 motorbikes. Doklam, 25 plus 25. These are the arrangements. We are ready. Permit will also be issued by the Tourism Department. But because of that limited vehicles, slight difficulty will be there to in getting proper permit to visit those places. Definitely in future we are going to increase the vehicles number.
So as you mentioned that 25 vehicles and 25 bikes will be allowed.
Yeah.
So what will be the process of getting the approval?
We are encouraging in the form of package. One has to start early in the morning, then they will be taken to Chola and nearby area. Sunspokri is there, some few locations, beautiful locations are there. Then after that they will be taken to Nathula. From Nathula they are going to stay in home, in the nearby homestay. One night halt is very much essential, then homestay night halt, then next day morning they will be taken to Doklam. After Doklam visit, they can throw silk route, old silk route. They can go back to Pakyang area or something. Yeah. They can make their planning.
And as you know, after the gap of 5 to 6 years, the Kailas Mansarovar Yatra successfully, began, and already this session that has been concluded. So, being the head of the tourism department here, what's your experience on that? How did you say the coordination of the multi departments of people from Aquilta, India, they have come here. So what's your take on that?
Number of times I interacted with yatris of Kailas Manasarovar Yatra. 10 batches they went, they crossed Nathula border, they visited, they have come back. They expressed full satisfaction. All the whatever facilities are possible, whatever some hospitality is possible from our side, not only from our side, even Chinese government side also. They got very good treatment. Their trip was excellent. Almost all the people, they were very, very happy. Then they were saying the entire program went more than our expectations. like that they said that they are very, very happy. Then we got very good cooperation from Government of India agencies, especially from Army, ITBP, SIB, almost all the department, health department. They have given very good cooperation. We are very, very happy. After seeing these things, I requested Ministry of External Affairs, why don't you increase these numbers? 10 batches they went there, then that was in a particular season. Next season also you can send it more numbers, 10 batches or 15 batches. We are in a better position. We have our accommodation at some demarcated locations are there, then specified locations are there for yatris. Those accommodation facilities are also very, very good. Then it's better if Government of India, if they consider more batches from Sikkim side, then local public also, they can be involved in giving some support activities. Definitely our tourism sector will bloom like anything.
And so finally, as you mentioned about the tourism states, how are the Government of India's initiative, helping our state, Sikkim here, to boost the sector?
Our bread and butter, we are earning from tourism. Tourism means that culture is there from so many decades. They are very good in hospitality. Even remotest people also, they know how to treat, how to respect the tourists. That culture, it is there, it is prevailing, it is some very vibrant in Sikkim. That I am proud to say that I am in this sector from last 2 years. But I am very, very happy. Wherever these tourists are there, once in a week I use it to discuss these some feedback, adverse feedback are there. Very, very, one or two numbers in a month. Except that almost all the people, they are very, very happy with the kind of hospitality our people, they are giving it to the tourists. They are good, excellent in some hospitality, we can say. Plus, state government, they are putting all their efforts to provide the minimum required best facilities to the tourists whoever are visiting for their safety, then for their convenience. We have come out with some high-end accommodation facilities, accommodation units. They are there. They have very good branded hotels. They are there. Plus some private hotels are also there. They are in very good condition. They are very good resorts, just like at the 7-star kind of things. Accommodation side, whatever is possible, we have given that support. Then we are encouraging, we are developing in Sikkim around 200 destinations are there. 200 destinations all over the state. Out of these 200 destinations, 90-95 are very, very famous. Public, maximum people they are visiting. Remaining only second trip whoever are visiting Sikkim, they are going and they are visiting the remaining 100. But first 1995, I said, those places, footfall is very, very high. We are not regulating except 10 locations. Remaining locations, we are not regulating. We are allowing all the people to visit. That is there. But we are getting excellent support from Government of India regarding new destination development, otherwise maintaining the existing destinations. Then all kind of support we are giving every year. They are asking, they are providing financial support to develop at least one iconic destination. Then some new proposals are also there. We are getting very good support under Swadesh Darshan or Prasad scheme. Swadesh Darshan 1, so many circuits we have developed. Swadesh Darshan 2.0, some 2 locations at Gangtok and some gazing districts we have developed. We are getting good, very good support, and that continuity is there. They are always taking care from at the time of sanctioning this project itself. Some components they have already incorporated for its maintenance. That's why there will not be any problem for its maintenance. But within that period, whatever additional period they have given, within 5 years or 10 years, we have to make those committees or some management, local management, to become self-sustainable. Then that destination, that asset will continue for hundreds of years. Sikkim is very beautiful, no doubt. Please do come. We'll give good support for your visit and all these things. We are taking very good care. There are people, they are very good in hospitality. But only one thing is that whenever there is a damage to the national highway, don't worry, we have some alternative. Two alternatives are there via Darjeeling, otherwise via Kalimpong. We have alternatives via otherwise Lava Lulegam. Another route is also there. Okay, 3-4 alternative routes are there. They may take another 1-1.5 hour extra. But this is the NH10, that is main lifeline. Whenever that is open, all the vehicles they are flying through NH10 only. But if the road condition is not good, so in social media there are so many posts. Sikkim is cut off, the road is not there, no connectivity. So many posts will be there. But whenever those spots are cleared, whenever the traffic is through, that time also you please try to place your comments in social media. Yes, Sikkim is open. If you give that publicity, then definitely that will be useful not only to the state government. People, they have already booked their tickets. They have already made their mind to visit Sikkim. For them also, we are going to provide happy moments for them. That's all from my side. Thank you very much for taking this interview.
You have just heard an informative and insightful conversation with Sri C.S. Rao, Additional Chief Secretary, Tourism and Civil Aviation Department, Government of Sikkim. The interviewer was Manas Pratim Sharma, Assistant Director, News, Akashwani, Gangtok. New Delhi is currently hosting the Saras Ajivika Mela 2025, a vibrant festival celebrating women entrepreneurs from self-help groups across India. More than just a marketplace, it's a powerful platform for empowerment, offering hands-on training and skill development opportunities. A report.
Once again, it's the festivity time, and as we have been seeing that every year, Saras Mela comes. It's organized at Khadak Singh Marg, Delhi, and right here I can see if there's any stall that is drawing the attention of those who are here, especially the females. It's the Naga stall, and here in this Naga stall you can see colorful, beautiful bags which are made of bamboo straws and also plastic, and of course you have wraparounds, you have jackets and other things that are very colorful and exciting. And I can see the owner of this stall, the lady who is right now, I just saw her. She was using a crochet and she was making something with red wool. And I can't stop, but I feel like talking to her. So folks, I just can't stop myself from meeting this lady in the stall, because the way she's handling the customers is something very interesting. And all of them are equally curious. And they are full of interest because she speaks Hindi too. Well, we will talk in English. Ma'am, what's your name?
My name is Vishalya Chuni.
Okay, so you have customers also to attend. Tell me something about this stall.
I was able to get this stall through MSME. Mm-hmm. And so I have to register in India first. And so far, it's been going on. So the response is not that good, I should say, but that is not important. Sometimes we need to, it's a platform where I can showcase my products, so that's why I'm leaving
that. Yeah, Chumi, you said, no? That's your surname?
Achumi.
I just noticed that when I came, I saw you doing something with crochet. That means these are all your work? Have you been doing everything on your own, or you have your own set of people?
Actually, I have some employees. I did my fashion designing, and I was trying to sell off my products, mm-hmm. which are summer dresses. But this time I was a little bit busy, and I could not prepare anything. Anyway, along with my dresses, I sell crochet items, mm-hmm. which I make. Earrings as well as clips and toys and flowers sometimes.
And like you said, the response is not that good. But at least as far as I can see, people are curious to know what is there. And they're talking about your tribe and they're curious to know about you also. Yeah. So what do you say to that?
So even though Northeast is in India, people think that since we look different, they think that we are from different country
altogether.
So, and at the same time, even though we are from India, still we have very different cultures.
Yeah.
Our dresses, our way of speaking, talking, everything is different.
The lifestyle is different.
Yeah, lifestyle, cuisine, everything is different. Mm-hmm. So people are curious.
Yeah.
And they like especially the ethnic wears that we bring from Nagaland.
Okay. So all these stuffs are from Nagaland only, or you have been doing some work here, like you said, some of the products are yours, rest from Nagaland. So how do you get those things?
Are you based in Delhi or are you based in...
I stay here most of the time, but I go back to Nagaland also. And I get my sourcing from Delhi only. Mm-hmm. That is, I take materials from Delhi and I stitch them. And this yarn also, I try to get it from here and then do all the crochet, which is internationally trending.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you suggest those in Northeast, if they want to pursue a career like this, you know, the business where they can showcase their own talents like this. So what would you suggest them?
I would suggest that they should try to set a particular rate for, it should not be too high, not too less, as we have to spend a lot on transportation. Mm-hmm. But still, when we sell our things out here, people are not willing to buy expensive things. They want a moderate range.
Okay.
So it has to be mixed. We have to have our own ideas, concepts, and as well as we have to bring that our ethnicity into that the modern things that which people require. Okay. If we can make a fusion of both, then I think the selling will be good.
I think it's the festive season, and I'm sure gradually it will pick up. You are here for one more week, I think. Tell me, can you say that you like a particular song, in be it in Bollywood or any song of your choice from your region as well? Tell me.
I'm not a very song person, I should say.
Okay. But any song of your choice?
I don't know. I can't say any.
You don't sing?
Yeah, I don't sing at all. I don't listen. It's been such a long time. I'm always busy doing this and that. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for music.
Never mind. But in our program, we do play a song. And I think this is just the right time to play a song. And that will be from Nagaland.
Ma'am, I would give that suggestion to you.
Okay. So that will be a dedication from my side. So all the very best for your future endeavors. Okay. Thank you.
Friends, now get ready to be enchanted as we bring you the melodious rendition of Dil Diya Galla by the talented Tetsuo sisters from Nagaland. Stay tuned to experience the magical harmonies and rich cultural essence infused in their music. With that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye, good luck.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.